When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
I lived a very authentic Parisian life.
No one should be in a metal tube in the sky with fish being served.
Correct.
No.
We need to get up and like get some energy in here or like find some dudes.
We were those fat ass Americans.
So I'm yucking everyone's yum. Like I just can't.
All right, we're live on Katie's floor, fresh off a 7.5-8 hour flight for Katie and I.
Well, two of us. For you two.
Colby just plopped her little head here.
For being off the flight.
I am chocked up on caffeine. I literally entered my apartment. Well, I told Katie we were in the Uber back from the airport, and Katie was en route to ordering a Chipotle. I was like, I'm ordering a venti cold brew from Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah. What else did you get? Chipotle sounds so good.
Yeah, Chipotle was my recovery.
That sounds delicious. Recovery honestly. Meal.
I was car sick. I was...
Yeah, Katie and I were in a very long Uber. I was JFK is just like a freaking nightmare.
No, there's just no way. Unless you're at one of the closer airports like LaGuardia or LGA.
Yeah.
Wait. LaGuardia or Newark? Yeah. Oh my God, see? My brain is just not with me.
It's exhaustion.
Oh my God, JFK is just a freaking nightmare, no matter what time of day. I swear.
It is.
I swear.
And we also, Katie and I were originally supposed to get back to the city at like 4 p.m. I think we were landing at JFK. And then I don't think I realized when we initially changed our flight to extend the trip. And then I was looking at our flight and I was like, wait, Katie, fuck, like we need to change the flight. There's no way we can land at 4 p.m. in JFK. Like the last time that happened to me, I sat in an Uber for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Which is horrible. God. So we ended up changing
Was customs busy? I just tried to combine those two words.
It wasn't
when
like,
you got here.
It wasn't that bad, but there was no mobile passport control line. You know how you can normally like zip through?
There isn't a line. You go to Global Entry.
What?
No, you literally just go to the Global Entry line.
Wait,
in
stop.
Terminal 1?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But there were like signs everywhere to download the app. And so I did the form. I was like, maybe they'll let us go sooner. And they actually did let us go sooner. They like picked Katie and I out and they were like, how many are you? I was like, two. Please let us skip the line. And
I think we looked the most desperate. We were like, get us out of here.
That helps sometimes.
Yeah. So long story short, we didn't wait that long. Probably like 15 minutes,
I would say. It's just after that 8-hour flight,
it's tough. The time
difference on the way back is just so brutal because in our heads right now, like what? It's like 6:30. Nope, not even. Not even 6 yet, but it feels like midnight.
Yeah.
Right. And we were like pretty regimented, I feel like, with our sleep there.
Well, yeah, we tried really hard. We just tried really hard to adjust to their time zone so we could enjoy the most of it. I don't even think like we weren't really going to bed early by any means, but.
Yeah.
Right. The French are crazy. They eat dinner at 9 p.m.
Right.
Well, the sun doesn't set until 10.
It's so nice.
Which is, it's amazing.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Really weird.
But they also like aren't morning people, at least based on what I saw. Like, we would like wake up early and there'd be nobody out. Like, people don't migrate out of their apartments until like 9 a.m., I feel like.
Sounds
perhaps as far
magical.
As far as we saw.
As far as we saw. People could have been, you know, at work. Who knows?
Yeah.
We just didn't see many people.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, we were just very happy to get home. And we still ended up sitting in an Uber for a long time. So I mean, we kind of got on this we were supposed to land super late at like 4 p.m. or something, and then we changed our flight to land at 12:30. Katie's poor mic.
I'm gonna fucking kill it.
I have that tight.
Beautiful.
Anyway,
well, we made it. We made it home. We still sat in an Uber for like an hour and a half, though. There's like a million things of construction going on outside of JFK. Katie and I were also starving because the airport or the plane food just like wasn't that great, I feel like.
Oh my God. And I usually love plane food. You know how I feel. You know how I feel about plane food?
I do.
It was very upsetting. Air France, I have a bone to pick with you. So we booked Delta flights, but it was Delta operated by Air France, which I guess makes sense because we were going to France. But I was upset because I usually love Delta plane food, long distance Delta plane food. London had the most delightful meal. On this one, there were only two options, fish or vegetarian.
When you said that, I nearly croaked thinking about being a passenger on that flight.
Fish, which no one should be in a metal tube in the sky with fish being served.
Correct.
No.
Yeah, no. That Katie and I weren't sitting together, and they came around and gave me the options. They were like scallops or vegetables, and I was like, oh fuck, like Katie is done for on this flight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I was like, scallops or vegetable?
And guess what the girl next to me got?
What?
Scallops.
Oh, you were probably so sick.
I had to endure that.
That just sounds like food poisoning.
Wait, well, and the second snack, did you open that sandwich they gave us?
Oh god, what was on it? I ate it.
It was like two, like it was supposed to be like a hummus and vegetable spread. And it was this long hoagie type sandwich. And the bread looked pretty good, but I opened it because I was like, what the hell is in this thing? And it was literally like two strips of like very like shredded carrot and then like a small little pea-sized blob of hummus in the middle of it.
Well, I ate it and it was so good. See, that I liked. That I was okay with. I was also ravenous because for some reason, I mean, we had a very strange flight time, and like with the exhaustion of it all, I didn't have the sanity to go and buy snacks.
Yeah.
I didn't buy a single snack, and I didn't even get a giant water bottle before. Like, I was just so out of it.
Right.
So out of my element. Like, this is an 8-hour flight. Like, I'm more prepared for a 2-hour flight than I was for right. this 8-hour flight. No preparation. So I just decided to sleep. I napped like half the flight. It was a lovely nap.
We got up at 6:30 a.m.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because I was awoken by, I didn't know Katie does this when she sets her alarm, but Katie will, her alarm will go off and it's this really like soft, nice alarm sound. And it, Katie.
Do you have the strobe light?
I don't know which one it is. Which one is it? It's really nice.
No. Oh, I thought you were going to say, you know how some people when their ringer goes off, their flashlight goes off?
No.
No.
Oh, well, that's a thing.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Interesting. It wasn't a strobe, and it wasn't that dark. Like, the sun had already come up, but I hear Katie's soft alarm, and I honestly thought I was dreaming. Like, I thought I was in a trance, and then all of a sudden I hear, oh! And then, like, a rollover and slapped it. And I could not stop laughing, because I was already kind of, like, in and out of sleep. I legit thought I was dreaming, because the sound is so soft and quiet that I was like, is this sound, like, in my dream? And then I just hear, oh!
I know that sound. Do you use the sleep mode on your phone?
No.
Oh.
No, I just choose. So I actually, it's really strange. So I have all of these alarms. Darn it, I was supposed to do this on the flight. This was going to be my task on the flight, besides like the little work things I had to do. I was going to go through all of my alarms and like delete them all, besides
that's a good task.
The two that I use, because I think I mentioned this last week, maybe, or to someone, that I have a gazillion alarms.
You were talking about it in Paris.
Oh, in Paris. So I thought, I don't know when, like I first got my iPhone, maybe, I thought that I had to make a new alarm every time. So like every day I would set a new 8 a.m. alarm or 7:30 a.m. alarm.
Crazy.
Like this, I was waking up the same time every day whenever I did this, but I made a new one every day, every night. I was like, all right, got to make my new alarm for tomorrow. Didn't realize you could reuse the same one. Like the same 8 a.m., you just like toggle it.
It's weird that it allows you to do that.
Yeah, but I guess you can, in theory, have different notes. You know, you can like set the note, or you can like set the different sound or whatever. So I have probably 800 alarms for like all these various times. And I have a bunch of like random 6:30 ones from just like various times I've had to wake up at 6:30. And I don't know what sound is attached to them. So it's a surprise every time. I just clicked like 6:30, 6:35, and like whatever sound came out was totally a surprise.
Yeah. Well,
from whenever I had made that alarm back in the day. Like,
that's so funny.
Yeah, I'd like get in bed at night and be like, okay, gotta make my 8 a.m. alarm for tomorrow. Like, what was I thinking?
That's actually hilarious.
So now I have so many, and my goal was to sit on this flight today and go through and delete them all. Because it's like you have to manually delete them all, I'm pretty sure. But it didn't happen. So maybe next time.
You took a good deep nap though.
Oh my god, I was so out with my mouth like wide open, drooling. Girl next to me was probably like, my god, she's dead.
I looked over and I was softly chuckling to myself. Katie was like zooted. I was like, that girl is in a trance. Like, she's in deep sleep.
Fully on the flight back. I also had a morning flight really early, and it was like the head bobbing sleep when I like was so tired that I literally couldn't hold my head up. And I was just trying really hard to sleep, but I couldn't get in a comfortable position.
Well, I had my neck pillow.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, Katie
was strapped
in.
I don't have one of those. I need one of those.
I was strapped in, and I have, like, I took it off, and I have, like, pimples, like, where it was on my chin.
Oh, no.
Like, sprouting. So I'm like, darn, I should probably wash that thing. whatever.
I washed my makeup brushes today, not to make this about me, for like the first time ever this morning. I'm feeling really accomplished.
Do girls have to do that?
Yeah, we're supposed to. I never do either. It's my so
skin
bad.
Has been kind of spazzing a little bit here and there, and I was like, maybe I should just give my makeup brushes a rinse.
Yeah, I just, you know, get rid of my beauty blender after a few months and get a new one. And hope for the best with the rest of
them. I don't get rid of my beauty blender until it's, like, disintegrating.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Until it's, like, sand.
When it starts getting, literally, like, pieces are falling off of it. And then I'm like, I've had that for about a year and a half now.
What did we do before beauty blenders? Like, really? Like, I know, obviously, there's the dupes on Amazon. But what did we do before we discovered sponges for our face?
Like, I used a flat foundation brush,
a kabuki brush or whatever. Oh my god, back in the YouTube days of like the kabuki
brush was the thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like some beauty blogger out there that was really big named her dog Kabuki.
Yeah, somebody definitely
was it Michelle
did.
Phan?
It might have been.
Anyway, I digress.
Wait, I think it's kind of funny that these things that you guys use on your face are like newer products. Like, is a beauty blender a newer product?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because you know, like, they're literally just reinventing like painting materials. You know? Yeah. Like, people have always painted with sponges.
Right. But it's like...
And, like, brushes that you guys now just use to paint your face.
Our canvas.
But the blender, the beauty blender, like, the sponges have gotten better because if we were
to
use...
They don't absorb.
Yeah. Like, the sponge that you might use for painting would soak up half of a bottle of $50 foundation, you know? It's like...
Okay.
They've perfected this science, and I don't know how...
So that it doesn't absorb too much.
I'm
and
at
it, like,
the
stays
worst makeup point too right now, where I'm starting to run out of so many things at once that I know a very expensive trip to Sephora is in my future.
Oh, we should have stopped looming in Paris for you.
Yeah, well, no, it's also is Sephora cheaper in Paris? That wouldn't make sense.
I feel like it might be.
I think it's an American brand, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I just think everything's cheaper in Paris in my mind. I think when you're on a trip, everything just seems like...
Money is faked.
we just got back.
I know.
You're leaving. But before we discuss anything else, welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how we doing?
Just fine and dandy.
Pretty darn good. I'm going to be broke after I settle my Venmos today. But other than that,
it feels like a summer day.
It really does.
We came back to like the nicest day ever, I will say.
I feel like New York was ready for you to be back.
I completely agree. But then I saw that it's supposed to be pouring rain for the next four
days.
Correct.
So in Charleston, it's going to be sunny and 90 degrees.
Oh my God,
I'm
going to
come
fun.
Back so tan.
Wait, so your Charleston trip is a Wednesday to a Sunday?
No, I'm coming back Tuesday.
Wednesday to Tuesday?
Yeah.
Holy shit, Colby. Wait, is this a bachelorette? What is this for?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But so I'm leaving tomorrow because it was cheaper than leaving on Thursday. And my old manager and very good friend just moved to Charleston. So I'm able to stay with her. So I'm going first thing tomorrow, working from Charleston, staying with my friend Mary and her boyfriend. And then the bachelorette starts Thursday. Then we're staying on Isle of Palms for the weekend. The bachelorette ends on Sunday. And Mary and her boyfriend just so happened to also be going to her sister's graduation this weekend. So they're gone Thursday to Sunday also. And then I'll go back to their house. The flights to Charleston are so expensive.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, really?
It's crazy. And it saved me like $150 from traveling on Wednesday and Tuesday. So I was like, all right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I need that money.
No, it's true.
Lord knows. So.
Are you doing a similar itinerary to what Katie did at the bachelorette she went to?
Honestly, kind of similar.
Eating, drinking, shopping.
Yeah. We're doing a boat as
tour.
Well.
Boat cruise.
Yep. A boat cruise.
Booze cruise.
Well, you're going to feel... Well, actually, no, because if you have these couple of days with Mary and...
Yeah, that is not going to be rejuvenating.
I was going to say, because I felt like a bruised woman.
I think that's going to be more intense than the bachelorette.
Does the bachelorette have themes?
No.
No themes. I feel like that's kind of a new thing I'm seeing now. I guess it depends on the bride.
Right.
I don't know if I would do a theme. Night.
I wouldn't.
What's an example of a theme?
Personally.
Like colors.
Sparkle night.
Outfits
that
you
wear.
It's in the outfits. It's like, cowgirl night and you wear like the cowgirl hats, or like I've been seeing very creative ones, but then I've also seen people just not even do themes. I've seen someone did one where it's like dress up as the bride's different eras, or the the era and time that they were in when you met them.
Oh, that's so very cute.
Like, she invited people from childhood, people from college, people from her, whatever her job is, and like the people dressed as her when they, like, you know, she had different hair colors and different times, and people like dressed up as her, which was really cute.
That's really cute.
I liked that one. I feel like that's like creative. But I also do love when, I mean, I know this is like not conventional, but or traditional, but like when the bride and all the bridesmaids wear white, or not the bridesmaids, the people that are on the bachelor.
Yeah, I think that's really cute.
Like, everyone wears white. I think
just
that's cute.
Love white.
Me
especially
too.
Especially in a warm climate.
Me too.
But back to your trip. We talked about you returning, but we didn't really talk about you guys being there.
Yeah, we talked about the stressful parts of it, which was
We've actually only talked about the negative.
And
everything else was extremely positive.
Well, because that's fresh in our minds, because we literally got back this morning.
Not even this morning. We got back 3 hours
ago. No, that's true. That's true. I haven't really had a chance to process the trip.
Katie and I rolled off the plane and into the mics. Like, that's basically what happened.
Yeah, we're like, hello. Hello, we are here.
Greetings, internet.
I guess, like, I don't know, where do we start? Like, the trip was amazing. I think I had 12 croissants, which is a lot of croissants.
I didn't have enough. Yeah. I had one at the airport. And that was
what?
Oh, Colby. And when we had the pastries in bed, which were great.
They were good.
But, the only plain croissant that I had was at the airport when I was leaving.
Wait, speaking of the pastries in bed that were so delightful, we need to give a moment on air to Lucy.
I was
going to
say,
Lucy is this lovely, lovely sweet girl out there who is number one, a listener, number two, fabulous human being, who hooked up all three of us on our respective Paris trips with the most amazing plans and pastries, and didn't charge us for anything, didn't like require anything, was just doing it out of the goodness of her heart. And I simply cannot believe that and a human like her exists. And we are so grateful. Lucy, you are the best.
And everything was so fun. Like, we had such a good time in every single thing that she, you know, mapped out for us. Like, I feel like it's just so good having a local person.
It's incredible.
Like, kind of just map out, like, what we should be doing. At least for, like, the dinners and things like that. And, like, the going out scene.
Yeah. We got to do things that weren't super touristy, which was very cool. Because we would never know what to do. Like, what do the locals do?
And that's exactly what we want in these types of trips at this point. I feel like, especially having already visited these cities and have done the touristy things, like, want to get more of a feel for what it's like being there.
We still did, like, the touristy things, obviously, in terms of, like, you know, the normal stuff that you do, but I feel like it was just nice to have all the dinners mapped out and, like, the going out scene mapped out, and being like, okay, this is where I would go to eat.
Yeah, like, felt very personal, like a personal touch, like a friend was telling you where to go. And I'm just very grateful that we had her.
No,
she
was thank the best. You, Lucy.
Thank you, Lucy, so to guide us. And she slid in our DMs.
Seriously.
So,
and everything was so fantastic. Like, and everybody was so complimentary also the entire time. They were like, holy shit, like, this food is so good. Like, this restaurant's amazing. Like, should we give the people like a rundown of some of the places we went? Like, some recs?
Like, what was your favorite place that you went?
Favorite.
Because I guess we could drone on and on and on about our 7 days in Paris, but maybe, like, we'll talk about our favorite things we did.
I mean, I think the most fun dinner was Silencio.
Yeah.
Yeah, Silencio de Prez was such a fun vibe. They had a live, like, jazz band, I think, or some kind of, like, there's some kind of jazz going on, like, soft jazz being played.
It was, like, what's it called when, like, they're just jamming? Like, it was a jam sesh.
They were riffing.
They were riffing.
Yeah.
Riffing, but it was, like, it was, I think, keyboard and a guitar.
Yeah.
And they were riffing. It was just, like, soft
and
vibes.
The vibe in there was, like, moody, sexy, like, red light, neon behind the bar. Like, it was, like, very, like, it was a sexy spot, honestly. And so good. Like, also the food we got was amazing. Oh, my God, the white asparagus.
Yeah, what's with the white asparagus over there? Everyone in Paris loves white asparagus.
Our group was freaking out.
They might be in season.
White asparagus and peas. Peas were with everything.
You were in your element.
No,
they knew you were coming.
They were hot, Colby. Though, so Katie was not in her eye.
They were not room temperature. I had a problem.
And they weren't in a can with a spoon.
And a sprinkle of salt. Someone out there I know that's listening tried it. I know someone out there did.
Had to, yeah, for sure.
Someone out there was like, let me see what this is all about. And they tried it and they loved it. And they're going to keep it their little secret for the rest of their lives.
The French would be appalled.
And you know what? I won't tell a soul. I won't tell anyone. No, but Silencio de Press, or however you say it.
Silencio de Press.
Was really good. And then we went to the club afterwards,
yeah.
Which
Silencio Club
was also really good.
Which is also opening in New York.
Which is also,
they yes. have it in New York, yeah.
Oh, it already opened?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to go there in the city now because we went to the one in Paris and it was fabulous.
It was so fun. Oh my gosh, we had such a night.
Everyone is so chic in Paris and it's just like...
It's effortless.
It's kind of rude because it really looks like they don't try.
Yeah.
And I really, like, I cannot believe it. We also noted, what are some of the things we've noticed? And anyone out there who is authentically Parisian... Let us know what you think of these stereotypes that are maybe not very nice. But we noticed that no one drinks water.
I knew that's the one you were going to say.
I am shook. I was dehydrated as fuck the entire time because at the table, like, water just was never, like, readily served. Like, the waiters, like, didn't really
care. I feel like that's just Europe in general.
That, like, we had to beg for them to refill the water.
Yeah, they
like,
never refilled the water.
They never refilled the water.
More water. Yeah.
And, like, it was hard to buy water. It was... Like, off the beaten path.
My pee was neon.
Yeah.
Like radioactive.
You didn't bring your noons?
Didn't bring my noons. I didn't think that this was going to be a thing. Because I swear, other places in Europe that I've gone have been very keen on water.
Yeah.
What the hell? I don't know. They somehow are thriving. They're glowing over there, but they don't drink water. Maybe that's the secret.
I guess we got to stop hydrating. Mm-hmm. All I know is that I peed on the plane and I was scared. I was scared at my pee. Like, I was like, that's radioactive. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. I'm getting my noons back in right now as we speak because I need to regulate myself.
Oh, no. I walked into my apartment and, like, basically chugged my entire Brita filter. I, like, took it to the dome, like, just like this. Like, I needed hydration immediately.
Yeah. That was one of my, something I noticed.
I'm trying to think of other things I noticed.
Yeah. What else did we notice?
The water was the big one, I feel like. Oh, everything. Literally, you cannot be lactose intolerant there. You can actually not be allergic to anything there. Like, our friend me.
All that people eat is bread and cheese, yeah. I feel like.
Like, one of our friends who we were traveling with is, like, can't eat gluten. She's allergic to gluten. She's also allergic to nuts. And that was just a foreign concept.
Yeah, that obviously was a thing. But the milk was definitely... I mean, I'm actually... Not to toot my own horn or anything, but I'm pretty good with milk. Like, I can have whole milk and I won't, like, die. I sometimes prefer the taste of almond milk with whatever I'm getting.
The same.
Like, it just complements my latte better, in my opinion. But at some places, I would ask, like, oh, do you have almond milk? Not even trying to be a bitch. Just like, do you have it? Like, I won't, you know, have a terrible day if you don't. But they were so offended. Or like,
no,
just,
honestly, the place we went did not.
We would be
milk.
Like, do you have any non-dairy milk? And they would just laugh in our faces. And I'm like, wow, I feel like such an American snob right now. Like,
that happened the last day. We had like a shopping day on Monday, which I guess is yesterday. And we sat down at that place. And remember, I asked, I was like, wait, do you guys have almond milk? And she straight up laughed.
They just don't. And you know what? Maybe that's just us being ridiculous over here with our non-dairy milks. And again, I would just like settle and get dairy milk. But a bunch of our friends like cannot tolerate dairy.
No.
So it was an issue.
People are going to yell at me for this, but I straight up started going to Starbucks every day.
Yeah.
I had to.
I wasn't going to out you like that. You did it to yourself.
I have no shame. Let the record state that
Adam did that, and he did it to himself. He just told the world that he went to Starbucks
in Paris.
I lived a very authentic Parisian life. I ate all the things. I did all the things.
Did you try escargot?
We didn't actually try escargot. We ate a lot of onion soup.
Oh my god, I had an onion soup a day. An onion soup a day keeps the doctor away in
French
Paris.
Onion soup is one of my greatest fears of life.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
It's so scary.
It's literally not scary at all.
It is so
good. Scary.
Oh my gosh. There it's like, it's just different. It's so good.
I'm yucking everyone's yum. Like, I just can't.
I think my favorite, back to the favorites, my favorite thing that we did or day that we had actually doesn't really revolve around food. I mean, I loved all the dinners that we did, of course, but I loved the day that we went. It was kind of like impromptu. We took that's another thing that we did. We took public transit transportation.
We did.
I'm guessing you went to you're going to say Versailles.
No, I did enjoy Versailles. I did enjoy it, but that was my favorite. I will say, yeah, because we did take Ubers, but we were also, we were like, you know what? Let's try out
the public transportation. Yeah, we were like, let's do it. Let's try to do the transportation.
Public transportation is so good and convenient, too.
Well, it did take some getting used to. The two times that I went on the metro over there, we went the wrong direction. It took a little while to figure it out that we did good on the wrong... No, we were on the right line, just the wrong way. It's like when you'd go and you'd get on the uptown one when you need to go downtown, vice versa.
Right.
It was just a little bit different. Like the dots on the, like, the little thing, the ticker that shows where you're going and where you are is just like backwards there. So anyway, I think we made a lot of people's day in a funny way on the train when we were just like, fuck, we're on the wrong train. Like the French, I was trying so hard to be like, guys, be subtle, but we're totally on the wrong train. I'm like, I'm never going to see these French people ever again. Right. Why am I embarrassed to say that we went the wrong way?
Right.
It's like when you're in New York and you are walking in the wrong direction and you have to stop and turn around. Like that is the most embarrassing thing for no reason.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing that we did, we went to,
Montmartre. I think it's Montmartre.
I'm saying it like I'm Italian.
Yeah, that's kind of Italian.
M-O-N-T-E, I think there's an E in the middle. Whatever. You know what I mean. If you're from France, you know.
I don't even
know. You know what I mean. It starts with an M. I posted a video about it on my feed. The antique market.
Oh, I did see, yes.
The vintage markets. Was the highlight of my life. Okay, because I love myself. I love an antique vintage market.
Yeah.
But French ones hit so different. Yeah. Okay. Everything there, like, not only is it old, but it's French.
Right.
It's from Europe. Like, even the things that weren't inherently French were from Europe somewhere, and it just hit so different. Like, everything was just so magical.
Katie was in her element. Your new for sure.
Painting.
Yeah, I got my painting. Because remember, I told you guys when I went thrifting with Jack in Pennsylvania, wherever the hell we were, I got caught in a lie.
Right.
Do you remember? Yes. I said that the woman was like, oh, did you just think it was pretty or are you a collector? And I was like, yes, I collect nautical watercolors.
And it you sure do.
Just rolled right off of my well, that's not a watercolor, but so now I've decided
it's an oil painting.
I'm collecting nautical paintings, so I'm not a liar.
That lie still haunts Katie to this day. So now she was like, I'm adopting that as a hobby now.
No, literally, it is my hobby. And also, it is not a lie now because I have two. That's so true. I think a collection starts with two.
That's kind of a funny origin story for a hobby. So I think it makes sense for you.
It definitely does.
So I'm going to get one. Every new place I go, I'm going to get a nautical painting. An old one. It has to be old.
Okay. All right, ready?
An antique.
We're going to get the pronunciation.
Montmartre.
Put on the French. That's the American way.
Oh, you're right. It is American.
That is so famous.
Get to it, dude.
This is the whole neighborhood. Montmartre.
Montmartre.
The accent is so hard to do.
I love that French dude.
He's cute.
I work with him on my Found Objects History podcast often. I need to reference his. He has actually 10,000 videos.
Oh, really?
He does everything. Every word I've ever not known how to pronounce that's French, he's done for me.
Well, we originally went to Montmartre.
Montmartre.
You sound like Darth Vader.
Montmartre.
Didn't we originally go because we were going to try to go to Sacré-Cœur?
Yeah. Is it up by there, up on the steps?
Yeah, Sacré-Cœur is at the top of the hill.
And I've walked through there before.
Yeah.
Yes. I just didn't know what it was called.
Alex and I went to Sacré-Cœur.
Okay, stop it. I'm so sick of this. Stop it.
Did you see Notre Dame?
It's under construction still.
No, it still is.
So like,
okay,
that
makes me happy because we thought it was done and we were walking over there and we all were saying that we've never seen it.
Yeah.
Not under construction.
Like, the girls didn't see it, but I saw it because I've seen it before and I was like, oh, it's still under construction. Right. And then we went and the girls were like, fuck, like, we didn't see Notre Dame. And I was like, oh, we literally passed it. Like, it's still under construction.
Yeah. That's the thing about, because they're hosting the Olympics this summer, Paris is, a lot of stuff was under construction. And there were just cranes everywhere.
It's cool to see, though. Weren't the fields that they were building in front of the Eiffel Tower and everything cool?
We were a little pissed about that one specifically because we had this whole plan to have a picnic in front of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, we had a whole plan.
I told you that there were things being built there before you even went.
I think we chose not to listen to you.
I think we thought you might be misinformed, but you were in fact correct. Well, yeah, because they weren't even really building things, though. It was just fences.
Right. Imagine how cool that will be, though, for the athletes. We were trying to predict what sports they were going to be playing and all of the different things. But whatever they're playing right under the Eiffel Tower, so cool.
It'll be good coverage for us, too.
Yeah.
Us people watching it on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, Adam was interviewed.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, tell the class about your interview.
We were literally in Paris for not even 2 seconds, and a CBS reporter like heard my American NBC. Accent. NBC, you're right. NBC. It was NBC. An NBC reporter was like, are you from the U.S.? I was like, yeah.
Is it that obvious?
He was like, okay, perfect. Do you plan on watching the Olympics this year? And it's like, the girls had kind of run away because it was the day that we had gotten off of our flight.
Oh, yeah. I looked like roadkill. I would not be caught dead on TV
on a news broadcast
looking like the way that I looked on this day.
And it's this very homosexual man who felt some camaraderie with me. So we're kikiing about the housewives, and one of our girlfriends who was also like, I don't really give a fuck about being filmed, it's fine. So we both got
interviewed.
She also
looked incredible.
And anyway. It was so funny because they were, I guess, promoting Peacock as a way to...
Oh, stream.
Because I guess NBC owns Peacock, right? Yeah. Or something like that. Yeah. So they were trying to promote Peacock as a way to stream. So they were like, we don't want to influence anything that you guys say on here, but like, do you watch Peacock? And my friend and I were like, yes, we obviously are addicted to Bravo. Or no, we didn't say that yet because we didn't want to embarrass ourselves. So we were like, oh yeah, you know, we watch Peacock every once in a while. Meanwhile, it's like my sole digestive point of content, basically, for the Housewives. And yeah, anyways, I guess they were trying to promote Peacock for it. So they were like, okay, perfect. So like, you know, you guys don't have to say it, but if you want to say that you are going to watch the Olympics on Peacock, I think that'd be perfect. So they whip out some cameras and interview us. And yeah, if you guys see us on NBC, now you know why.
Yeah.
And then afterwards we were like, oh yeah, we didn't want to tell you, but like, we're obsessed with the Housewives. That's how we, or why we watch Peacock. And then he started kikiing with us about Peacock. And then he followed me on Instagram. So I think that there is somehow like days later.
Did he follow Caroline,
our friend? Definitely not.
Caroline was the other...
That was who I was guessing.
The other interview.
Say.
Yeah, you knew. Because the way I described... Like, her hair just never looks bad.
Yeah,
exactly. It's really rude. Like,
her hair is so good.
Yeah. And it's always those people, too, that are like, yeah, I wash my hair once a week. And right. I'm like, how?
I'm like, once or twice a day.
No, every day. I wash my hair every day.
Same.
Which I know is bad.
Literally sometimes twice a day.
Unless I'm committed to looking bad one day or like I don't really care... Then I maybe will skip a day, and that's crazy for me.
Right.
Like, I have to wash my hair every day.
I'm the same.
My scalp gets so greasy, and I was insecure about that for a while.
Same.
But then, of course, people were like, no, just you have to let it go. You have to train your hair. I know, people are like,
you have to grease train.
No, I literally tried. I tried doing that during COVID, because obviously, when else am I going to do that?
Right.
And it didn't work.
And yeah, same.
Didn't work for me.
And then I'm like, okay, so I had greasy hair for 4 days, and then I washed it.
Yeah.
And then it felt clean for one day and felt dirty again the next.
No, and greasy hair for me, it's not even the look, it's the feeling.
Yeah, no, like, I completely agree.
People are always like, oh, well, you're brunette. You could barely tell if your hair is greasy. I'm like, but I can tell.
I'm like, I can tell immediately.
I can
from
tell.
From the second I wake up.
And it feels bad. And also, I'm in a, like, you know, it's one of those things where, like, it affects my day. Like, it affects how I act. It affects, like, I'm just touching my hair so much. You might as well have just washed it, you know?
Right.
Anyway, that's my rant.
But yeah, so we'll be on NBC.
Yeah, keep an eye out for Adam and our friend Caroline on
when
NBC.
When do the Olympics start? Our local Olympics spokesperson.
Yeah. No, literally, this NBC thing is going to come out and I'm going to seem like I'm like addicted to the Olympics. Like, I put on a show for these people.
He's
like,
an actor.
They wanted me to promote the Olympics being broadcasted on Peacock and I delivered.
Oh, good. Guys, they don't start till July 26th.
Oh, perfect. So I'm not going to be on air for like...
A while.
Wait a minute. What? It's only July 26th through August 11th?
Yeah.
That does not feel like enough time for all the activities.
Yeah, the Olympics are pretty quick.
They are straight up building a city for it's the crazy. Olympics also.
Wait, Paris is buzzing. We were just there. We're local celebrities. Then Taylor. We actually crossed paths with Taylor. Oh, actually, we didn't. I thought she was going to go to the Met Gala.
I'm so surprised she didn't.
Such a big lie. Someone said that she was going to the Met Gala.
It was on the leaked, confirmed invite list, but so were, or confirmed attendee list. So were so many people that didn't go.
Yeah. So lies. Lies. That. I feel like Selena Gomez was on there too, and she didn't
Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people. Anyway.
There were so many.
So Taylor did not go to the Met Gala because she was in Paris while we were in Paris.
She was.
She was there practicing for her show, and a lot of people DM me and were like, oh, are you in Paris for Taylor? And I had no idea when we booked our tickets and flights and everything that she was coming like days after.
Yeah. I would've... Is Thursday the first show?
Yeah, I think so. Some people I know are going, and they're like en route now, so it must be.
Yeah, I know that she's playing on Thursday because my sister texted me saying that we should get tickets and go, and I was like, I'm going to be in Charleston, and I also am broke. So
yeah,
but I mean, Charleston's my excuse.
That would be so fun. I mean, if she, I was also saying to Adam, I'm like, if she doesn't perform Paris, it would be a sin.
Yeah,
like if she doesn't
like
sing,
we were in Paris,
and yeah, and like get the Eiffel Tower to sync up.
I
with
just
her.
Couldn't get that tune in my head. I was only having the Chainsmokers.
No, I was the same thing. I had to like wire my brain chemistry to sing Taylor Swift.
There are so many songs about Paris, but there are infinitely more songs about New York City.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the Met Gala?
No, because we were asleep.
Katie and I were knocked, but we did.
Well, because of the time difference, we honestly stayed up decently late, but it was in the middle of the night for us.
Right.
We woke up and digested all the content, though. Yes, so we know the outfits. We know the vibes.
Right. We sat in the airport critiquing them.
I've always been so tempted to go uptown and scout.
Don't you think it's like a nightmare, though?
But I think
though?
It just sounds not fun.
Did you see? There's a girl on TikTok that came up on my algorithm who staked out at a restaurant right next to whatever hotel, the Mark.
Yeah.
Where everyone comes out.
Yeah.
And she was posting like live reactions to everything she saw. Like she saw Pat McGrath walking down the street.
Yeah.
And I saw that and I was like, wow. But I'm like, she must be sitting there for hours. Like, how does she not get kicked out of that table, you know?
Yeah, it's true. I feel like a lot more people... We're at the Carlisle this year than the Mark.
I didn't take note of that.
Colb, did you have a favorite outfit? I feel like you would have an opinion on this.
Well, I feel like a lot of people thought that the theme was lame or that people didn't execute it. But I personally love like a more muted. I thought everybody looked really pretty and good.
Yeah.
So I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I agree that the outfits weren't super campy.
I loved Kelsey Ballerini's. Did
I
you see
hers?
Some of the photos didn't do her justice, but I know in real life she looked stunning.
Yeah, I really liked Kendall Jenner's outfit. She looked insane, and I loved her two after party outfits.
Yeah, we loved
her unbelievable.
After party. Yeah. I preferred her after party outfits. I thought her hair looked really strange.
Oh, like the fairy, but it was like garden.
She could have done it better.
Everybody was like garden fairy gnome type creatures, I feel like.
Right.
It was like a garden party. So I feel like she pulled that off. She looked insane. I loved Kaia Gerber's outfit. She kind of flew under the radar, honestly.
Hers was more simple.
Tyla's was insane. Like, she was the best dressed of the night.
Oh, everyone. I loved Tyla and her little bag.
But, yeah, it was so cute. But Olivier also was wearing sand, and he explained the whole story behind the creative vision for her dress and then also his outfit, and his had a mold of his face on it, but since it was reawakening fashion, Sleeping Beauty or something, he was saying that the vision behind it was something that you can only wear once. I don't know, but it was really cool.
The artistry
I love it. I love it. Yeah, and Zendaya looked good.
I liked her second outfit.
Yeah,
you didn't like her Beetlejuice?
I didn't hate it. My roommate really didn't like it. She was like, this is such a flop, and was so mad about it. I didn't hate it.
I loved her makeup. I thought the makeup was so good on the Beetlejuice look.
I loved her outfit for the dinner the night before, the white dress.
Yeah. I think what happened was, or why a lot of the looks kind of feel like a flop, the carpet was so ugly.
One of my coworkers said that too.
No, it looks like mold.
Disney movie.
Right. They should have just picked green.
Right.
Just pick green. Yeah. Do green. Do red. Do white. Do black.
Right.
Don't do this weird, like, it looked like someone took, like, spray paint and just, like, haphazardly dribbled it
on
the ground. And I think it washed out a lot of people's outfits. Like, a lot of people's outfits, like, looked kind of drab against that. That's my thought.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
Taylor Russell also looked insane. In her Loewe wooden top.
Right, I saw that. Did you see that Gap did a look?
No. Because Taylor Russell is also like the luckiest girl in the world.
Gap's new creative director or whoever major role is Zach Posen.
Oh.
And so they did, I don't remember who they dressed, but they dressed, it was a denim dress, but it was really like elaborate.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, Gap. I was surprised to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to look that up. I didn't see it.
I was really hoping that Harry was going to make an appearance with Taylor. Not even for the after party, though. Like, he's just not in the city.
Wait, Harry and Taylor?
Harry Styles and Taylor Russell. They're dating.
Oh, my God. I think you meant... Whenever I hear Taylor, I think Swift.
Same. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'll never not think Swift.
Yeah.
So, okay. They're dating.
Yeah.
The girl that wore the wood.
Yeah,
the
she's wood so top. Lucky.
Yeah. What's
and
it like?
So beautiful.
Did Harry not go?
No.
Oh. Interesting, because wasn't he like the guest of honor last year or whatever?
He might have been on the committee.
Or there was a committee, like something like that.
Yeah. Chris Hemsworth also looked so hot.
Yeah, he did.
He's perfect.
I read something that, did you see Lauren Sanchez? Wife of, who's the Amazon guy? Jeff Bezos.
Oh.
She looked really good. I saw her. She looked really good. And I read this thing that Anna Wintour personally helped her with her outfit because apparently she's gotten some bad press in the past for not being well-dressed. And Anna Wintour was like, honey, let me help you.
She took her under her wing.
And she looked incredible. I read that. I don't know if that's true. But if it is, I'm like, oh, Anna Wintour has a soft spot. Did you know she's 73?
No.
She's in her 70s.
That's crazy.
Isn't that shocking?
So it's Remember Vera
Wang. I told you that. We were looking at that TikTok.
Oh, so
I mean,
73.
I guess that's surprising. I mean, that makes sense.
It was like this Anna through the years. Surprising. Yeah, I was shook, honestly.
The Devil Wears Prada came out a while ago, so I guess that does make sense.
I mean, she looks amazing.
She does. She looks great.
She's Vera
Wang's
the
also in her 70s, which is crazy.
I also love Vera Wang. I've been randomly seeing a lot of TikToks about her.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I watched this one, it's this like Upper East Side gay dude, and he's like friends with all these socialites like Vera Wang and stuff like that, and they all go to all these like events and things like that, and he does like a kind of like the class of Palm Beach style TikToks where he's what are you wearing? Except he'll like see his friends on the street, and his friends are like Vera Wang and like people like that, which is funny. But anyways, that's our Met Gala conversation.
Yeah, I guess by Friday when this comes out, people are going to be sick of hearing about the Met Gala.
No,
that's
seriously.
So true.
Well,
but our thoughts are unique, okay?
Yes, they are. That's... I honestly am so shocked, pleasantly surprised as well, that TikTokers were not present because TikTok was the presenting sponsor of the Met Gala.
I think they did that on purpose.
Because they got backlash last year. But then it was like all of these people already went last year, so why not invite like some of them?
I also feel like some of the celebrities that were there have big TikTok followings.
Yeah, that's
And they
true.
Were given a lot of coverage. Like, I think Kelsea Ballerini has a decent TikTok presence.
Oh, Hailey Bailey was there.
Hailey Bailey was there?
Yeah, she was doing interviews,
I think. So maybe that was one of... Like, I think they were just more subtle with their choices this year. Like, maybe they invited people that have, like, already or have, like, a star power in a different realm or have another skill.
Yeah, that's true.
Or, honestly, are just, like, a little bit older. You know,
or maybe they encourage TikTok content from the attendees. Like Ariana Grande posted her performance on TikTok.
Yeah, I bet they paid people. I bet that's what they use the money for, or like whatever the invites and money.
Ariana Grande also looked fabulous. I loved her dress.
Have they ever had a performance before?
Yeah, they always do performances, but you never know who's performing.
Who was last year?
I don't think that they've ever shown them.
Well, because I saw a video and it was the first time I've ever seen the inside, like people at dinner.
Right.
I didn't realize there was a dinner.
Wait, I was going to ask that too. Like, is there, is a dinner.
Yeah.
I don't know
how these people sit in their outfits.
Yeah. Especially like Tyla had to be carried up the stairs.
Right.
Like she couldn't bend.
Yeah.
Oh, Cher, Rihanna, Madonna, and Lady Gaga have performed in years past.
Wow.
Years past. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I'm
Rihanna also skipped last minute, but I saw an AI photo of her.
I saw that too. And
the Katy Perry one.
Katy Perry. And It's funny though, because the AI renders of Katy Perry and Rihanna, I think that they looked, they would be the best dressed.
Right.
If they wore the AI. Like, I think AI they should work with.
Too much.
It'd be funny if Katy Perry, because did you see her TikTok, her Instagram?
No.
Her mom saw the AI picture of her and thought it was real.
Oh my God.
And like, texted her.
Texted her and was like, you look darling, sweetie, aww, or something cute. Like, she's a mom. Like,
I didn't realize that's you were going so to the Met, honey. Coded.
Yeah, that. And then, but I'm like, imagine Katy Perry, like, she posted that and like got a lot of like positive right. buzz, and she was promoting the fact that she's making new music or whatever. That's why she wasn't there. And I'm like, what if like someone that had like an AI render done of them, like work with the artist to create their next look and be like, this was designed by AI.
I think they should. And I mean, that probably will though, be something that happens next year.
I'm scared of AI. I'd prefer AI to be done.
Don't tell me that.
No. Why?
I started a job in AI on Monday.
Well, you can have it. Just not for me.
Okay.
I just don't. Here's the reason. I don't like being duped. I don't like being tricked. You know? Yeah,
that's very
there just needs to be a little disclaimer. This is AI.
Yeah.
Same with like the dish tracks and everything coming out right now.
Yeah, all the, yeah, well, that like the stuff is like you can voice. Make it sound like it's someone else. Like it's just yeah. kind of scary for trust of like or just knowing what is real and what's not. That's like the main thing because I'm very gullible.
Yeah,
but anyway, Adam, I'm happy for you and your
new job.
I know. I'm currently unemployed. In case anybody was wondering,
a brief sabbatical.
You're in between.
I put my 2 weeks in and work said you're done on Tuesday. So I do have like
his
a week and a half
off. His laptop was locked up.
Yeah, we were in Paris.
That's really nice.
I had to work one day in Paris, like my last day of work. And I made this mistake, but I use my work laptop as my personal laptop because it's like such a nice laptop.
Right.
And so I do everything personal on it. And then of course, like my last day of work was Wednesday, like last Wednesday. So a week ago at this point. And right after, I'm completely locked out of the laptop.
Yeah.
Like, you need, like, a key to log in. I was like, bro, I didn't know you guys were going to just...
You couldn't even get to the desktop.
No. No. And I was like, fuck, I have so much shit saved on this. But it's fine.
Yeah, your passwords.
All my passwords. That's the big thing, because I use one password, like, religiously on my work laptop, and they're all gone. So now I'm like, ah, God, just resetting my password left and right. But yeah, I started a new job on Monday, so I'm currently in a little week of chill.
Congratulations.
After our Paris trip. Thanks,
exciting.
Crew.
A couple on of to days next. To regroup.
I know, on to the I'm next so chapter. Excited. I quit my job to be a full-time podcaster. We're trying it for a week, and if it doesn't work out, then I'll start a new job in AI on Monday.
You get one episode out of us. One episode.
One episode of being Adam's soul
so
focus.
You guys better to like this episode to support my dreams. Just kidding. Love. But yes, that's what's new and exciting with Adam. Did anything crazy happen while we were in Paris? I feel like it was like a generally tame.
Yeah, there weren't any like.
Like, I didn't find any boys.
It was fun, though. And I did find they played American music everywhere.
Yeah, they did.
So that was nice. At least, like,
I mean, didn't have words.
We couldn't really communicate with a lot of people, but we could at least sing the songs, which was good. I mean,
like, the first restaurant we went to, do you remember what it was called? It was so good. The tapas place?
Oh, it was Alma.
Alma. Alma. Which was amazing, also. It was, like, tapas and small plates.
Oh, my God.
They didn't speak a lick of English in that place, but they were exclusively playing American like tunes, which is totally fine. Also, like, not like shitting on them at all, but like,
no, which was good. Which is back to what we were saying earlier. Like, Lucy, who coordinated a lot of these restaurants for us, chose places that were very authentically, not just French. Like, they weren't French food places; they were just places that the French like that people go. So everything was like, it was small plates, and on the menu it recommended like three per person would be enough, and they were like small plates. We looked around, everyone there was, you know, ordering a couple things, you know, splitting it with a group of three. They had like maybe four plates. We ordered three a person because that's what the menu said.
But it's like three a person for the party.
Let's just say the table was covered in plates. They had to bring a separate stool to put the bread on because we ran out of room. We were those fat ass Americans ordering enough food to feed an army. And we looked at all the food and we go, oh God, guys, big mistake. We ate it all.
It would not stop coming.
We ate it all.
We did.
We left not a crumb.
No, it was so good. But it would not stop coming. Like, they kept bringing trays of food, and oh there God, was no space
so
on the table.
Overwhelming.
And this was a big table, too. Like, it was fully just like, I don't know
it's
what
hysterical.
Happened. We just followed the rules, okay? I mean, it's hard with those French menus that we have to Google Translate.
We were so stressed. We were like, stop cooking back there. We were like, take that back.
But did you become friends with your waiters?
We did.
He was great. He was the one that let us, he gave us shots like multiple times.
Oh, yeah. That's so nice. They gave us a bunch of free shots.
They were really nice. I mean, honestly, like, I think the Parisians get a bad rep, I think, for being really mean.
To Americans.
And while we did encounter some people that were mean.
Yeah.
I feel like for the most part, we were treated very well.
Wait, remember when we walked into the Paul and the dude was like, saw we were American and was like, good luck to the
counterpart. I heard that happened. I was a little late to that.
Yeah.
To that thing. Yeah.
We like walked into this bakery and the guy notices that we're American and like storms off and tells his friend who's manning the thing, good luck. Like,
oh, God.
As in, yeah. Good luck dealing with the American orders.
Iria, one of our friends on the trip, speaks French. A bit of, she's still learning, but she's good. And so she picked up on that.
Yeah.
That he said that. Anyway, yeah, I definitely want to use our Rosetta Stone and pick up some French because I did feel like, fuck, I don't know anything.
No, that really inspired me to take my French lesson seriously.
I only knew we, obviously.
Away.
What else did I know?
I kept speaking Spanish.
Bonjour.
When we were there, people would ask things and I would say sí immediately.
No, it's funny. It's like, because I feel like, I mean, I learned Spanish in high school and then Italian in college. It's like, I don't have enough room in my brain for French. So anyway, but it was a fabulous trip. I'm so glad that we did it. And I'm so happy to be back. And now we have to adjust to the time zone.
Yeah. Coming back though, it's easy though.
Yeah.
Well, get a good night's sleep tonight and then you'll be good as new tomorrow.
Yeah. I told Katie, I was like, and all of our friends, I was like, we need to stay up until at least.
That's the thing. We need to make sure we stay up. I mean, it's only 3 more hours, we can do it.
Yeah,
here.
Luckily,
fine.
We had this as a breakup.
It was good that we had this.
Should we do an advice segment and then call it a day?
Sure. Unless anyone has any other updates. Any other updates?
No, I actually filled my days while you guys were gone. I wasn't even sitting around twiddling my thumbs.
Missed you. I missed you a lot.
I missed you a lot as well. We kept saying we were like, this would be so much.
There's like things that I'm like, Colby would love this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway.
That's sweet.
You know, but we'll plan something.
Yes, we will.
For this summer or whatever.
When I don't have 10 weddings.
Yeah, you have a lot going on. So you tell me when you're free. You tell me when you're free.
After October.
Oh.
Yeah, literally.
No.
Please tell me you at least have my birthday blocked off.
Of course. Your birthday is blocked off.
My God.
Your birthday is actually the next time she's seeing you.
October 5th is my last wedding.
Okay, great.
October 5th. So legit, like, you'll see Katie for like 2 weeks before her birthday.
It's fine. We'll make it work. I'll
be here in the interim.
It's like between. A long distance relationship, but you live here. You just leave every weekend.
If anybody wants to go to Palm Beach in July, got a room at the Four Seasons. You just have to entertain yourself while I'm at a wedding.
Colby, you better be careful throwing out invites like that because I say yes.
Yeah, you better watch out. They have a good pool there, I hear.
I'm a yes man. Yeah. Wait, what wedding is that? Okay, we'll talk after. We'll chat after because I'm adding myself to that trip.
You can come.
Okay, perfect, because I am. Okay, advice segment. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. Had to go in order. Proud of you. I finally have something juicy in life worth sharing with the pod. Here's the situation. On one drunk Saturday night in March, I was celebrating my 24th birthday with friends and ended up dancing at Acme. Funny enough, I actually did end up meeting someone at Acme. Gave him my number after a brief dance floor makeout and expected to never hear from him again. Funny enough, I did. After a month of slow back and forth, figuring out a time to get together, I said YOLO and met him for drinks last week, end of April. The date went really well, but there's a catch. He doesn't live in New York City, and he's here until the middle of June for a client project. Since our first date, I've seen him once more, and I'm really beginning to like him. The chat and chemistry is so good. He's older, 30, my type, and treats me with respect, which is so hard to find in New York City. I'm afraid I'm going to get in over my head, and this one's really going to hurt when he leaves New York City, but I'm also trying to tell myself it's for the plot, and it's the perfect way to kick off Hot Girl Summer. Hoping you guys can share some wisdom, because your girl is spiraling right now.
Oh, boy.
Did she say where he's actually from?
No, we didn't get that.
Yeah, I don't think we got that note. I think
that is a huge factor here. How far away? Like, can he, in theory, visit you easily, you visit him easily? on a weekend.
Yeah, I'm trying to find if this is like a European man or if this is like a
How lives long in Connecticut distance man, is you know? This?
I think that's really important here.
Are we overseas or are we over a couple states? Because, you know, like, I think we can work with this potentially.
Yeah, if he like lives in Connecticut.
Right.
You know, or I don't know.
Even just a neighboring city.
Chicago. Like somewhere where you can easily just bop.
Yeah, something that's not bi-coastal. Direct I feel flight. Like a bi-coastal transatlantic relationship is a lot.
So but tough.
If it's up and down the East Coast, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Honestly, my advice for this one, like, they've only been on 2 or 3 dates. Like, what do you have to lose by...
Yeah, like, ride it out.
Yeah, ride it out. You said it yourself, hot girl summer. Like, have fun with him while he's here and deal with it when you get there. If or, he ends up leaving and never coming back.
Easier said than done. Try not to think of it as your only option.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I'm like, just continue looking for other people as well.
Yeah,
but this just like goes to prove my point that like any man that I meet who doesn't live here is more promising than any man that I've ever met who does live here.
Yeah,
true.
But I don't know where I need to go plant my roots.
Well, Colb, you're going to a lot of places this year.
Correct.
Yeah, you have a weddings. Lot of places to find a man, Colb.
So you could, I think you have a lot of opportunities to find men from elsewhere. But
that's true.
I don't know. It is one of those where it's like we need to know where he lives. Like that, that is so crucial here because it just is. It's very
that
crucial.
That is
here.
Of the utmost
So importance. Let us know that. But I think, I agree. I think just write it out till he goes.
Yeah.
But don't delete the apps. Don't do anything rash. You know.
Keep having fun. Have fun with it.
Keep going to Acme and having dance floor makeouts. Come on. That is what Hot Girl Summer is all about.
I want
to
hear what Acme is like these days.
I haven't been in a minute.
Send a follow-up.
Yeah.
Give us the scoop. I haven't been
there in a really long time.
Do you have an in with the line guy?
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
The line guy does not like boys who aren't rich, so I've got no shot.
We should, do you think Acme would work with
us? You work in AI now. You are rich.
Yeah, true.
Someday.
Do you think Acme can get us in and do like a match made night?
Yeah, maybe if it's still fun.
It sounds like my dream.
We need to hear.
Well, clearly it is. She had a great dance floor makeout. Come on.
True.
That's true with her
this
man.
This is the summer of dance floor makeouts, guys.
It's always the summer of dance floor makeouts.
We need to do, actually, I've been dreaming this up for us.
Okay.
I think we need to just make a segment on a future episode where we do a bucket list for summer. And at the end of summer, we'll talk about the things we did.
I love
like
it.
Like the things we checked off. And we can I'm post down. It, and everyone else out there who's listening can also do the bucket list. The match made bucket list. I need to write this down.
I love it. That's a good idea.
Someone make it for us. The girl with the list out there, make it.
You have to make your own bucket list.
No, someone make it. I don't feel like it.
You have to write your own ambitions for the summer.
You do it.
Some inspiration would be good.
I'll write my own for myself. I don't know your plans.
Wait, let's all individually come up with our bucket list and then share it.
Yeah, that's what I thought the plan was.
Yeah, I think it sounds fun.
Oh, I thought we were making
a collective.
Well, I guess that wouldn't work because like we're in different places. Okay.
Correct.
All right,
like,
fair enough.
Katie's bucket list is not going to be, you know, make out.
Have a one-night stand with a groomsman.
Let's hope not.
Make out with Jack Harlow. Right. Like, you know,
yeah,
like
Jack Harlow looked so handsome last night.
Did he?
Yes.
I thought of you when I saw him.
I know.
Anyway.
Okay, so we had time for one advice segment.
That's it?
Oh, do you want more?
I mean, do we have any more? I feel like that was such a short one.
You're right.
And we didn't really give her much help. We're just like, ride it out, sweetie. Right.
We said good luck.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket. And that, I know that is kind of difficult because it's like if you have limited time, I think it's more a mindset thing. Even if you don't have time to date multiple people at once, at least keep your mind open to doing it.
Right. Like, just tell yourself that you're open
like,
to it.
Well, I'm in a relationship now. You know, right. Like don't like get into that closed off mindset.
Right.
Because then you'll just be more upset when he leaves.
Okay. I have gotten 87 texts and emails and phone calls from Elon fundraising people today. It is always an Elon fundraising week that it's the last chance to donate.
Our alma mater loves to be up our asses.
I've given you enough of my money.
I've given Elon University $5 a month since graduation, so my brick will stay. I have a brick. There's a brick with my name on it.
She does. She has an engraved brick.
It says Katie Bilotti, ZTA, Zeta Tau Alpha.
Slam.
And it's at the university somewhere. And occasionally someone will send me a text or a DM or a Snapchat with it.
Oh.
So it's still there. But I pay $5 a month donation.
Well, if you stop her, they're going to rip the brick out.
Yes, they're going to rip the brick out.
My tuition payment is my donation for life.
No, they will rip the brick out of the ground if I stop paying. So I need to keep paying for the rest of
my life.
That's
actually hilarious. They would spend more money probably on the labor to rip it out of the ground.
Honestly,
they're pretty loose.
No, they're loose. Freshman year, it's kind of like a ritualistic thing for you to steal a brick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, continue with the advice. Enough about the bricks.
Yeah. Okay, enough bricks. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. Ooh, she spelled Colby wrong. That's a rough one.
It's IE, everyone.
Long time listener here. Thank you for listening. I need some relationship advice. I've been with my boyfriend for a year. We met on Hinge. As we've started to get more serious in the past few months, I've gotten increasingly more annoyed when he goes out with his friends. To preface, we are both 24 and live in New York City. I enjoy going out and drinking moderately, but he spends his weekends with his friends drinking all night or all day into super late at night. I find myself losing sleep worrying about him being out so late. I feel like such an annoying girlfriend whenever I bring it up to him because I want him to spend his time with his friends. But when will this phase end? He's invited me to go out with them, but I don't know his friends well and they are all single. Help. What should I do?
Oh, well, they are 24.
Yeah.
I feel
she's gotta let him live. Otherwise, he's going to resent her.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, I feel like 24 is that age where it's like, we have to drink so much. Like, I really do think in like the past three or four years, like I'm 28 now, we can't drink like we used to. No. Our bodies will not let us. So you start to trickle down on that. I also do think, though, part of it is the fact that you are not with him, which stresses you out.
Right.
So I know like maybe all of his friends are single. You don't know them. Bring a girlfriend with you. And not every weekend go and tag along and be like, you know, the girlfriend that comes and doesn't trust the boy, you know, but I think it would be nice if you went, like, made an effort to go and be there with him and just bring one of your friends with you.
Yeah. Also, you said you don't know his friends that well, like get to know his friends.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of important. And if he's inviting you, like, I feel like it's a good gesture to, you know, every once in a while do something that he wants to do or is asking you to do or make an effort with his friends. And then, like Kobe said, like, I think if you can bring a friend, all of his friends are single, so that could even work out, you know,
better. Yeah, bring a friend, single friend. That'd be good.
But I do think, like, you can't push him and be like, come on, don't hang out with your friends. Like, he'll grow to resent you.
I mean, if he has an alcohol problem,
right, that's a different story.
That is then grounds for you to have a serious conversation about it. Like, if he's, like, acting like, just, you know, something, you know, when someone has a problem,
right?
Mm-hmm. If it affects you so much to the point where you're either afraid of, like, for your safety or his safety to an extreme extent, then it warrants a conversation. But I really think 24-year-old boys, especially in New York City, that's just how they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If he's just trying to go have some beers with his friends,
and it always escalates, I feel like, but I don't know. I mean, you could also start, I don't know, sneaky girlfriend behavior, making some plans on Saturday nights for you and your boyfriend.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Weeks in advance. Like, you know, the other week, I was like, Jack, we're going to go to the opera on Friday night. And his friends were doing something. And I'm like, you're coming to the opera with me. It's girlfriend privileges to occasionally get a weekend day with them.
Yeah.
That's just you guys. Mm-hmm. So maybe sprinkle those throughout the calendar year.
Definitely.
So then it's not just consistently every Saturday. It's like, okay, booze fest.
Yeah. Sprinkle
some girlfriend plans.
If he's like inviting her out and stuff like that, and she's not as big of a drinker, like she said, like, you don't have to go out all night. Like, I feel like you could just go and hang out with him and his friends for a couple of hours, or like join in on a dinner, or like sit at the bar for a couple of hours and then be like, okay, like, it's been fun. Like, I'm gonna head out. Like, you've a fun rest of your night with your friends. Like, I'll catch up with you later or something.
You know what you should do, especially that, because you're in New York City and you're 24. I went to the most fantastic trivia night the other night with Danielle and Ryan. Jack and I, Danielle and Ryan, went to Hair of the Dog, which I would never be caught dead there anymore after the age of 22, except for on Tuesdays when they do trivia. Or was it Wednesday?
Yeah. I think it was Wednesday.
It was Wednesday. Okay. You think trivia Tuesday? Whatever. I think you're right. I think it was a Wednesday. And it was really fun. Of course, it's a minor drinking activity. You could go as hard as you want. I actually just drank a Diet Coke because I was not feeling 100%. My allergies were kicking my ass that night, but went to that. And it was a really fun way of like blending the friends and an activity with drinking. So it's not just like you're sitting there boozing.
Yeah, you can chat, have some drinks,
and it's a way for you to get to know the friends. Like, Ryan had brought some friends to the trivia, and I got to know his friends a little bit, which was cool because it's also a brain game. It's like, let's use our brains and play trivia. They won. His team won.
Oh, really?
Or like his friend's team. We just split up because you can only do groups of six. Mm. And his friend's team, they're like Albert Einstein over there.
Oh, they're really good trivia?
Yeah.
People?
Yeah.
Anyway. I love trivia. I would love to
I love back. Trivia too.
No, so we should definitely go our friends. But
the Flower Shop also does trivia.
See, and White Horse Tavern does trivia as well. Just, you just got to go all the trivia places, okay?
I love an activity.
Yes, and it just makes it so much. There's also like, you can go play darts at
the one in the basement of the West Village?
Bleecker Street Bar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Bleecker Street Bar.
Yeah, they have darts. They have like just activities.
Cellar Dog.
Is that what I was thinking of?
And then you'll be twiddling your thumbs left.
So many games.
Is that the one we went to where we sat in the wooden table? With the it has like a living room in it?
No. Oh. They have like church pews. It's honestly hysterical.
Never mind. But yeah, I think that's the best advice we're going to give on that one.
Yeah, I think that's pretty solid.
You got it, girl.
But no, totally have a right to be annoyed.
And with that, I think I need to go eat dinner because I haven't eaten since our discussing plant food.
You. That's like crazy.
Kind of crazy.
You literally said that you were going to eat a human.
I was. And then you just got a coffee. And I like got home. I unpacked. I like had no groceries. I ate two pieces of cheese that I found in the fridge.
You're like, a psycho. I had a full Chipotle bowl that I inhaled in 5 minutes and I got chips.
Well, did you unpack?
Sounds so good.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, look at my laundry bag right there. Ready to go. Good job. Out.
Well, I unpacked, I did laundry. I
got
shower.
A bowl from Springbone today.
Oh, Springbone's so good.
I love
Springbone, but I really only ever get their super bone broth. I've never gotten their actual food. And
did you get grandma's chicken and rice? It sounds so good.
It was really
if you're
good.
Ever feeling sick, you got to order their bone broth and the grandma's chicken meal. It's a good, like, will not upset your stomach food.
Maybe I'll have that for dinner.
It's so good.
I need, like, a stomach reset. Like, no, the amount of butter and milk and shit that I've had from Paris, like, my stomach is not well. I haven't
like,
pooped right
that
in, like,
they
years.
They put a full basket of bread on the table and you look around and literally everybody's eating it. It made me feel so safe.
I know. I was chugging baguettes. I was, honestly, baguettes were my water at this place. Yeah. Like,
they were so
nonstop.
Good.
But anyways, that being said,
no, that's
welcome
it.
Back.
That's all we got for you guys until next week.
That's all we got. Next week we'll have Colby's little bachelorette weekend.
Yes, we will.
Woohoo!
We'll see what happens with ours. And with that, love ya. See ya.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Colby.
Bye bye.
I need to eat.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.